This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Central Asian Republic of Kyrgyzstan descended into political uncertainty on Tuesday, with the opposition claiming to have seized power in the wake of flawed parliamentary elections that stoked violence and large protests in the capital. Charles de Ledesma files this report from Associated Press.
The Central Election Commission of Kyrgyzstan has declared the results of the weekend's parliamentary election invalid after mass protests erupted in the capital, Bishkek, and other cities. Opposition supporters had seized government buildings overnight Monday and demanded a new election. Hundreds of people were hurt and at least one person died. The Central Election Commission says the decision to declare the voting result invalid was made in order to avoid tension in the country. Opposition supporters overnight had freed the ex-president from jail and announced plans to oust the president and form a new government. However, the president's office has accused opposition supporters of trying to illegally seize power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people, based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced China's exploitation, corruption, and coercion Tuesday as he participated in a high-level forum of Asian leaders that Washington hopes will counter Beijing's growing influence. This is VOA News.